listening to Jan Talk.
Go.
We in the jungle, baby.
Number one.
This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that sit down gin make you zen talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that take a shot gin my best friend talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that sit down gin make you zen talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that take a shot gin
my. We in the jungle, baby. Gentile Podcast, and we're live. I ain't gonna tell you where we at, but we live. I got Trav with me, I got Groovy Drew, I got Shell, and today we're talking about cuffing season and loyalty amongst your girl and your homeboy. How y'all doing today?
Pretty good.
Take a sip of that water.
Yeah. What y'all got going on? Well, how y'all feel about cuffing season approaching?
Ain't nothing changed for me. I'm still going to do the same thing. Same old thing.
I mean, did y'all have fun, like, with this whole, the whole summer, being single and stuff? Did y'all learn anything about, like, yourself or dealing with the person you really want to deal with in life?
Talking about as far as, like dating. Like, this cuffing season feels a little different. You don't hear nobody talking about it this year. I heard nobody say nothing about cuffing season since, for real, 2020, for real, since the pandemic. Yeah. Ain't nobody said nothing about cuffing season. And that usually is the thing.
I've been off of Facebook, so I don't know what nobody talking about, for real. I be on and off, on and off.
There's going to be some behind the scenes shit, for real.
Scheme. Sound like a scheme.
This is a scheme.
Nobody gonna know nothing today.
I mean, but like you said, back in 2020, I think everybody got locked up with their significant other.
Yeah.
And they feel like they, you know what I'm saying, let me go out here and really focus on myself and build myself before I can really settle down with somebody else. But, you know, I think everybody nowadays, they're seeing, like, long-term relationships. They're not even, like, the move, because some people are not really mentally capable of handling that. And people just want to have sex, sex, sex all the time.
I think, like I said, we talked about the last one. Like, everybody got too many options. A lot of people got too many options. And, nobody want to be cuffed. And then, well, I'm not saying nobody want to be cuffed, but a lot of people, like, shit, nobody, who the hell want to buy all them gifts and shit? Coming up, you got Christmas, you got goddamn Valentine's Day, all that shit coming up.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie, it does feel good to save money, I swear.
Yeah.
I feel real good, and I have to go out my pocket for real. On nobody.
Y'all think y'all gonna catch that spellbound like around Christmas time? That little lonely spell.
Somebody learn that song. Everybody get lonely during Christmas time.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. You gotta know your worth. You know what I'm saying? If anybody out there single, like feeling alone during Christmas, you rather feel lonely then or just being like a toxic situation or a toxic relationship. And y'all ain't got damn. Y'all just there, just existing with.
What y'all think? I mean, do y'all think y'all... No, I'm just saying, like, when y'all around Christmas time, and you know the New Year's come up, and then around Valentine's Day, because that's basically the cuff season around, like, after Thanksgiving and all that.
Yeah, Valentine's Day is Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's basically Super Bowl. Everybody get caught up with that, and then some people fall in love for the wrong reasons.
Because exactly. See, that's the wrong time to, like... Why you want to start a relationship during cuff season? Because you don't even know what a person's true intent is. They might just want to do it, so be like everybody else and get some gift or just have a Valentine's Day. And then when it started getting warm, oh, it's hot girl summer, hot boy summer, then so shit. Then yeah, what you got?
I mean, you still got fuck nigga fall.
Y'all got partaking it?
Huh?
Y'all partaking that?
Oh, I don't partake in that no more, sir.
I mean, we don't really need to have a fall, though.
I don't think who.
We don't have a fall. I'm just saying how our weather is, we don't even have a fall.
Oh, yeah. For, like, Georgia weather and all that? Nah.
Yeah, we ain't got no winter.
Shit, ain't snowed here since forever.
Oh, yeah. It's snowed last year. It ain't stick, though.
Ain't and shit, like,
back in 2017?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I remember that I worked in that pad where everybody was stuck at work. We had to stand up like $28, $40. That shit was stuck.
But nah, man, do y'all feel like, since y'all been single, like, this whole summertime, do y'all feel like y'all better off by yourself for the time being, or do you feel like you really want to share something with somebody?
Both.
It's
a mix.
Because, like, man. And be honest. I mean,
when you get in a relationship, you got to get in at our age, you got to get in a relationship for the right reason. You can't get in a relationship because you're lonely. You can't get in a relationship because you want sex. You can't get in a relationship or you want some guilt. Like, at our age, shit, you got to be something like, this is shit you potential. We at the age of dating for long term. We just can't get in a relationship over a move, like a current move here. We might not feel that way tomorrow. Somebody might not feel goddamn, oh, I want to goddamn be tied down. Shit, tomorrow I want to travel the world, goddamn do my own thing, shit. It's just like, man, you gotta be comfortable with yourself. Like, you can't let a relationship define you. You got to be comfortable with you. If you can be comfortable with you, none of that shit don't matter for real.
And that's my issue. I ain't got too comfortable.
You got too comfortable?
Too comfortable.
You're like, fucking
like, I'm okay. Like, I'm okay.
What about you, Drew?
I don't know my problem, man.
You don't know what your problem is?
You sent me your problem. What's your problem, Andrew? You lied. Tell me your problem, Andrew.
I'm a womanizer.
That's my problem.
What's a womanizer?
What, like you want? I hope you want to deal with more than one woman. And like,
yeah, damn.
You got.
No, I ain't no definition.
You got caught up.
So you just want to be a hoe.
Oh, just saying, though. That's what happens when you're single, though.
You can do that. Yeah.
I mean, when you're single, you just got to let them know straight up, hey, I'm single. I mean, I still fuck with you. If you don't, I mean, we ain't got to have sex or nothing unless you want to and all that. And if they want to, they want to. They just got to know what comes with the territory. And you know that, too. So, I mean, you can do that. Yeah. But when you're single, too, you get different vibes from somebody, and sometimes you catch feelings for two people.
Yep. See, that's the thing, Mark.
You said that on the last episode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You gotta, man, you gotta separate. You gotta separate the vibe from the sex, because sex can override your emotions. Like, shit, you gotta make sure this cool person, is this a cool person outside of sex or outside of goddamn the bedroom? You gotta make sure that, can I just kick it? Like, shit, because eventually you're gonna grow old. Like, shit, when you're old and shit, like, what you gonna have? What you gonna do besides shit? Sex, you know, after a while, that shit. Hey, yeah. This shit ain't gonna work like it used to. So, if that person you trying to be with is a vibe outside of sex, like, is this the only thing they can do for you?
I think some people getting up when they age, they get a little desperate. Some people get desperate.
A lot of people getting desperate. Like, social media made a lot of people desperate because, like I said, the relationship goals, people get online be looking like, shit, well, I ain't got this, or...
That's why you got to take a step away from the social media.
Exactly. You got to get off that shit. Yeah.
Since I've been doing what I've been doing. Like, I ain't got to compare my life to
exactly. People. You can live life. Like, if you ain't on the social media, you don't see what going on. You don't see what Jones is doing. You just live your life. Like, a lot of people feel... They don't live for themselves. They live for everybody else. They live for a click, for a like, for a share. But shit, you got to learn how to live for you. Like, you'll never be happy trying to please everybody.
A lot of people's problem.
Put on the show.
Yeah, dog and pony show. See what I got, see what Bae got. Next thing you know it, like Blueface and Hit Girl. That shit's so crazy.
That shit toxic.
That shit is so damn
and
crazy.
What's going on with them? I see it sometimes, but I never just read it.
They got into fighting. She was talking to other dudes, and today he said he wants her to be his girlfriend.
What the hell? How old are they?
I don't know.
Hey, yeah. Blueface, he ain't 30 yet. Yeah, they're like in their 20s.
Ghetto. They're ghetto as hell. I couldn't deal with this shit, man. But everybody like this shit. Everybody want to.
Yeah, they feed into it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just like same shit like Love and Hip Hop. It's like, it's what they putting out there for us to feel like this is what a relationship's supposed to do. A relationship is not like, it's not, that shit ain't going to be all good. That shit don't supposed to be all good, but that shit don't supposed to be all toxic. That shit got a relationship is a connection between two people to help. Like, shit, if I'm lacking in some shit, I can build you up. If you lacking in some, and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like vice versa. People like goddamn. I don't think a lot of people don't know what a relationship is. People think shit just sex and trips, dates and shit. That's a relationship. That's not a relationship. For real, for real. The relationship happened when goddamn the trouble started. For real, when the shit started getting weird, or your partner started getting weird, like shit. Well, you gotta help this person. Like this person going through something emotionally or something with life. That when a relationship
y'all,
starts.
Let me ask y'all a question. What is love to y'all?
Loyal?
Love to y'all.
Oh, love? Yeah. Well, love is when somebody really cares about you and your flaws. They really want to be with you. They see past it. They want to grow with you. And it's not even about a sexual thing. It's more of a spiritual thing. And you can come eye to eye and feel like y'all could be partners and build on something and be successful together. That's what love should be. Everybody want to go on trips the first fucking date. That's everybody's fucking, like you said, what, a mirage?
Yeah,
a whole fucking mirage and stuff. But that's my love. That's how my definition of love.
Shit, mine is like, to me personally, the only love I respect is one that's unconditional. Because if the love ain't unconditional, then what you got? So when you if your love changes off your mood, then you don't love me. So if you get mad, like somebody get, I'm dating somebody, they get mad for something, you automatically stop loving me, and then automatically you want to go be with somebody else, then shit, that's not love. That wasn't infatuation. Like, that wasn't lust. Like, if love is not unconditional, you really don't got love. That's the only true love it is, unconditional love. Because, like, well, and like motherly love and, like, parent love, but if it ain't unconditional, then what you got? Yeah, you love on the condition. You love on the condition like y'all watch shit. She got these are terms and conditions. But if that shit ain't unconditional, then shit. What we got? We just friends. For real.
Yeah. What about y'all? What is this to y'all?
I just wanna just understand the difference between that and just like really caring for somebody. Like.
Yeah. See. Yeah. I think a lot of people. Yeah. That's the disconnect. A lot of people think love is, I care about this person a lot. That's not really love. That's just you, your caring nature. And that's not like, love like shit. It's somebody like, goddamn. Like I said, the shit unconditional. Your shit, that shit don't change. It's who I love. Like, this is who I can spend the rest of my life with. Like, there's no breaks. There's no goddamn shit. When you get mad at me, we can talk this shit out. We can discuss the gray areas. Like, that's what love is. Love is like, I said, love ain't always going to be pretty, but it ain't always going to be goddamn ugly. So a lot of people feel like shit, like, you know, some of them people like feel like, oh, if he don't beat me, he don't love me, or she don't talk nasty to me, she don't love me, like, what, that toxic shit, that's not love.
Yeah, people conditioned by shit they see on social media, or their friends, or their environment. So he don't love you, he beat you and all that, or some ladies fall in love with their baby daddy, and he ain't been shit, but he hold on to her because he's trying to make a come up off of her, some shit like that. And motherfuckers just fall in love. They get hypnotized by that shit. So, what about you, Groovy Drew? What is love to you?
I don't know for real because I'm still trying to figure it all out. The true man. Because I know my past relationship, I was with for 2 years. It was going all smooth until we got that break. Mm-hmm. So, after that, I'm just trying to sit back and behind the scenes and figure it all out by myself.
Can I ask you, like, for, like, women, what causes y'all want to have a break?
I'm different from a lot of women.
So I understand that. Have you ever been with a nigga and been like, I just need time away from your ass?
That's, I was always like that. So, that's what I'm saying. I'm built different. Like,
oh. So, like, if
I'm not a clingy female at all.
Okay. But you saying a break, like, the relationship is, like, y'all.
Well, okay, so me and my ex, we were toxic. Because we, and as far as arguing, we always argue. Yeah. And he had an attitude like a female, so we always, because I got my ways too, so we argued a lot. So, yeah, I used to be like, look, I don't want to talk to you, just leave me alone, we'll talk when we talk, that type of thing. So, we took a lot of breaks, for 4 years.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was like make up the breakup and all that stuff. Like
so,
off and on.
Yeah.
So do you feel like a break opened up a can of worms? Like that shit can go really bad if you take
I mean, I guess eventually it did because we ended up breaking up for good.
Yeah, because to
but
me.
I don't like regret it because it was so toxic, and I don't. And like the person that I talk to now, like he's the opposite. He does not like the argue, none of that. He rather talk it out, and my ex was totally different. So, but at the same time, like I'm still at how I am. Like I just don't want to go that far. Like I'm still satisfied with my life and how it is.
Basically, you don't want to be tied down.
And it ain't like I'm dating other people or talking to other people. I just.
Yeah, you just
she want her freedom. She want her freedom. And ain't nothing wrong with that.
Pretty much. Like,
you don't want to be like.
And then I don't want to get disappointed. Like.
Yeah. Because
I'm very
too.
Prideful. Like, once you hurt my feelings, like, if I sit there and talk to myself and be like, damn, you really fucked up. Like, you really let this man do this to you. Then I'm going to feel stupid to myself. Mm. And I don't like that. I don't like feeling stupid. Myself.
Yeah,
I feel you on that.
Because I'm smarter than that. Like, I ain't never let nobody, like, just take me that far where they just ruined my life. You know, you got a lot of females that got a lot of stories to tell you, a lot of drama, a lot of baggage, and I don't got none of that, and I want to keep it that way.
Hell, shit. You can just easily start over you, because shit, you ain't got nothing to hold you. Yeah. Tying you down to nobody.
Yeah.
To me, man, shit. People think you gotta win a relationship. That shit is hard work. That shit like that shit ain't gonna come easy. Them boys come easy. So like if you're in a relationship, you commit to a person like shit, you gotta, you know what I'm saying, you gotta tough that shit out with the good and the bad. Because to me, like you about like me, I don't wanna get disappointed, so shit, like hey, it is what it is. I consider, like, me personally, I consider everything, like, shit, what's going on? Because, like, me, I'm at a point in my life, I can let that shit go with that, like, at a heartbeat. Like, hey, I ain't going to know this shit. You want to go on, you can go on.
I mean, it's
going to
kind of hurt. I ain't going to lie. It's going to hurt, but I ain't going to stress on it.
Just shrug that shit off and walk it off. That's everybody's thing. They just got to play that number game.
I think everything in life is
Yep,
I mean,
pretty much.
I mean, life in general is temporary. You're not going to be on this earth forever. So.
Yep. Life is about change. It's forever changes. Shit going to change no matter what. Like, shit. Everybody, shit. People come to your life for a season of shit. Or for, hey.
Whole season on that one.
Yeah. Ain't no reoccurring actors or nothing. Just a little cameo. Come in and out.
Professor Ogilvy had to.
Yeah, but they get a lot of it's life lessons though. It makes you see who you really want to be with, what you ain't gonna put up, or what you gonna put up, or something like that. Like motherfuckers gonna have some kind of shit. High. Not a red flag, but they're gonna have flaws and shit. And you gotta see if you wanna deal with that shit.
But I still feel like if you still meet a person that ain't got no flaws, like y'all are like so amazed. I still feel like people get bored with each other after a certain amount of years.
In all day and age, because our generation ain't never felt goddamn that once in a lifetime, So it's like shit. We said social media, like we be seeing something like goddamn, like
something you ain't never seen before.
Yeah, like so shit. We goddamn so. We can have a goal at home, but shit, we rather go get some platinum. We see some platinum online, we want to go and get that platinum. Or get some diamonds and shit like that.
And not necessarily be with that person.
Yeah, we just want it. We want it. They want to taste. Yeah, taste.
And be fugazi as fuck.
Yeah.
Fool's ass gold. That's what motherfuckers do. No, I want some real shit. Niggas be, I don't know. I kind of blame niggas, though.
I
say this too, and it's, some motherfuckers gonna get offended, but fuck it. A lot of these thirsty ass niggas that made it to where it's hard to date motherfuckers.
They really ruined females.
Yeah,
like,
they
do. A lot of thirsty line. Motherfuckers like.
Hey, somebody like me, y'all fuck me up. Like, and I ain't never been that type of female that was out there and messing with this dude and that dude. And I'm like, y'all, I really don't want.
Nah, because the thirsty ass dude come in with good intentions, but they got devious, you know, other plans and all that shit. So when some straight ass, cool ass nigga come up, we gotta go through hoops because you fucked it up for me.
They mostly say all the right things at first, and then
I told y'all, you can't put the blueprint. Once I don't give a fuck what it is. Once they figure out, oh, so you gonna tell, if you tell a person everything your ex did wrong, what you think new person gonna do? They gonna do the opposite of that shit.
That's in the past, so you just gotta move forward.
And the thing too, I was thinking about too, like shit. It's a person jump from relationship. Like, they searching for shit from their first love. Like, I always say this shit, like, God, now say for instance, like, if you fell in love with somebody, but the only thing they ain't do was probably, like, may not spend enough time, or, like, they always had something going on. So, you got 80% for this person, but you're going to leave this person and fall in love for 5%. Because this new person doing that 5, what that 81 doing. And a lot of times, people mistake that for love, too. Like, it is the most vulnerable people ever to somebody who just got out of a long relationship. Yeah. Because they are... Them other people, like, it easy to satisfy them. Anything that's different from their last relationship, they gonna feel, oh, this is the new greatest thing. This is the best person ever, because if they was in a long-term relationship and they weren't getting this, whatever this was, and they meet somebody else new, now they get it. Now they feel like, shit, you the best thing that ever happened to me. Mm-hmm. So, shit, a lot of people get fooled by that shit, too.
Yeah. It's all about experiences. I got else to say on this topic. Speak their peace. Pour their heart out. No, fuck you. Fuck all you. Huh?
I promise.
Shit. But yeah, we're going on, speaking of all this, we're talking about loyalty. They're saying nowadays, the modern man has more loyalty towards his homeboys than his girl. But that's the term Future said. Yeah, I ride for my niggas. I lie to my bitch. So, know what he said. So, what do y'all feel about this day and age of men?
It's going to be hard because all y'all are dudes.
I mean, we got tough skin.
Yeah.
You can let us.
Oh, no, I'm just saying y'all not going to go against.
I witness a lot of dudes be like that. I say, y'all just gay.
It depends on the situation.
Yeah, man.
I wish I could pull up that TikTok with the girl was talking about. She explained it real good.
Yeah, basically saying, like, dudes love being around their friends more than they women. So she took that as being as men fall in love with their friends, male friends, over their girlfriend. But to me, she's trying to use that shit as a defense mechanism. She's trying to weaponize that shit. Because maybe her, whoever she was dating, was hanging out with his friends a lot more than her, or some shit, or the relationship didn't work out.
There's a lot of men like that.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, a lot of times, that's why I say you can't base your relationship off sex or whatever. If that person got to really like you, because if a person really like you, they still gonna spend some time with you. But a lot of time, men, they number one priority is to find peace. So if my piece is playing the game with my friends, or my piece is just talking, vent to my friends, because a man can't truly vent to a woman without being wrong or suffering some kind of consequence. Pretty much, a man cannot 100% tell a woman the truth to protect her feelings. Because you're like, if a man is 100% honest with his woman, he gonna do more time trying to repair that woman than fixing the problem. It gonna cause more problems, because women can't. You can't. I don't think no woman in the world can handle 100% of the truth from a man.
As in what though?
Anything, like, say for instance, you. If a man really vent and tell you, like, you know how a woman express herself to a man can't express himself to a woman like being 100% real.
And his feelings?
Yeah.
It's just like Jordan when he told her why he fucking with a female.
Oh, you talking about, well, I don't want to know you fucking with somebody
Not necessarily cheating on somebody.
Well, why he does it?
It's just like him just being a man. What say? Can you handle a man telling you what? Telling you your flaws?
No. My like. Well, I know my flaws like internally, but you tell me about my outside flaws.
Can't handle this shit
because I'm already.
See, that's why a lot of men can't talk to women like tell.
But then I'm gonna tell you yours.
Yeah, see, men ain't got no choice but to take that shit. Like, I don't care if a relationship end. I don't care what you did. You all gonna be a fuck nigga. Because
society will look at him as a fuck, but
not like he's cheating, but he's like, say, in sometimes relationships you just grow apart. So a man,
I ain't never called
nobody. I know, but
no. I'm saying some women do that shit. Like if a man says, like he is up front saying that I don't want to be in a relationship with you, that's what it is. Okay, it's cool. When we on the phone, you become big daddy. Then when she knows what it is, you out with talking to another girl, you a fuck nigga.
Take my last relationship as an example, because I broke it off. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, she get drunk and just go off on my ass like I did wrong.
Damn.
But I was being upfront about it, mm-hmm. trying to save feelings and mm-hmm. hurt feelings and all that. But you would blow up on my ass for doing the right thing.
I mean, that's what happens. And that's what's like being a big dude. Hey, big daddy, and you go from big daddy to be a fat fuck in a minute.
A man cannot leave a relationship. A most breakups happen because a woman wants. A man cannot leave a relationship on a clean slate without being judged.
Oof.
A man, I don't give a damn what he do. He can be the goodest man in the world. That's why men wait for women to break up with them.
You little dick nigga.
If a man walks away from a relationship, he gonna be the worst man in the world because why did he leave you? He must want doing this and that, doing that. One of my worst things here, you must wasn't a real man. Cause like to me now, it seems like when women don't agree with man, they attack two things: his financial standing or his sexuality. If they don't agree with him, there's two things they're gonna attack. So a man can't never just say, you know what, this relationship is not really working. I'm just going to step away. Either he going to say cheat, he can't, you just want to leave a relationship. You can just walk away, can't you? Will not be judged. A man can't do that. By no means.
Necessary.
That is true.
Well,
some women.
If you a bad woman, then... Other people gonna be like, you should have left her ass.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, it's more bad women out here than men.
But how would that mean?
Yeah, like,
what it mean?
Same, it's not just that's just going off of women. It's a lot of women ain't shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, but you said it's more.
It's more. Think about it now. Even we could talk about, like, but it's like, say, niggas ain't shit, they just making babies. You know what? It's, you know, more women. There are got kids more than men. So goddamn. It's a true statistic. It's 30% of the men population are virgins. Like 30 or 20% of the men population are virgins. So
because I guess it is easier.
Yeah, because women control the sex.
Get a baby before a man can get a woman.
Like though I said, like one thing a lot of women have a problem with is accountability. They're not gonna. You know, a woman, all that old dumb woman accountable. Yeah, I know she's some bullshit, but I ain't gonna say nothing because shit. It just, hey, I can't put that out there.
Or you'll come off as a hater.
Think about it. How many women you know just out top, you just know some bullshit? You don't gotta know a person, but you know of them. That's some bullshit.
That's some bullshit?
Yeah.
What is some bullshit?
Like, you know, she ain't, like, necessarily the best person to deal with.
Girl, I
can't. The attitude
was? That attitude, just everything.
Girl, I'm going to call you. All right, if he call me, tell him I'm at your place. And if he call you, just let him know I'm over there.
They out there.
Yeah, they got.
That's what I'm saying. Like, thing is, like, man.
But I really don't know of any women that ain't shit as far as me, like, being faithful to men. Everybody I know. Damn, leave me at damn club to go be with they man.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Not all, but some. You know who you are.
got some good friends.
But yeah,
see, very few women hold their friends accountable. Like men, it's the stick we need is that men don't hold other men accountable, but women don't hold women accountable either. So it just, it's really just crazy all around.
Yeah,
for real.
Niggas just do nigga shit sometimes. And it's hard to explain. Like, that's why we explained the post-nut clarity last episode. Why men do the things they do after sex, when they bust their nut, how they feel, how they move. Men got testosterone. They see a fat ass, they'll see a look at a fat ass. They don't want, they try to, but hey, that's testosterone. Yeah, you can control your shit, but just know men have that urge inside of them, unless they gay. Something like that.
Yeah. You don't want that person.
That's why we ask, do women have post-nut clarity? Do women just have that one? Do they just want to fuck and just let it be?
Yes, they do. They got women.
There's some women.
Or is it emotionally attached?
Nymphos, I guess you say.
90% of women, 90% of women are emotionally attached. They just can't have sex with a person, not just get attached. Now, like she said, some are just nymphos, they don't care. But every time a woman has sex with a dude, it's some kind of attachment, some kind of hormone goes off. Like, you just not, I don't know too many women that's out here fucking people. Like, it's a man fuck anything. They don't care. One leg, one arm, just the torso and the hand.
No teeth.
It's a lot of men don't give a fuck. That's why I say, what women say, you should look at my inbox. I don't give a damn if niggas fuck anything. I don't give a fuck. I ain't look.
And you be surprised.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Yeah. You be surprised.
Yeah.
And women love to hide a nigga, too. And they used to hide my big ass. So.
But really?
Yes, really.
Hide you? What you mean? Like,
because I was a big dude.
So that was the reason, or it could just be that they just didn't
want to,
like...
Might have had another dude.
Well, we've been through this before.
Yeah. Might have been a side dude, you didn't know.
Yeah. We all got to... And I think men... The average man plays all sides of the role, all sides of the playing field. He's going to get his heart broken. Sometimes he's going to be the side nigga. Sometimes he's going to be the main nigga. Sometimes he's going to be the nigga cheating. That's why the niggas be moving a certain way. And that's why people are scared to get I think it builds character, to be honest with you, when you get your heart broken. And it's fucked up to say, but once you get your heart broken, you feel that pain, you don't want to do it, you're going to move different. Yeah. And it's going to be better for you.
Yeah.
Everybody who got their heart broken, it was for the better, when you think about it.
Yeah, you ain't going to be the same person. You ain't going to, do the same shit you want to do.
Some people are just dumb as hell.
Now, some people stupid. Okay. That's natural selection. And motherfuckers gonna do stupid shit. So, everybody spin the block one time, somebody gonna spin back and all that shit. Somebody gonna relapse, but.
Why spin the block when you have a wreck yet, though? I know a lot of people do spin the block, though. Well, you crashed and burned it. Why would you wanna retake that same route?
That's what my mom told me. Worst thing can happen. Go out there and date. I said, all right.
Look out.
So, yeah. People got to stop being scared. You got to live your life. If you're scared that somebody ain't going to be for real, if you're scared nobody's not going to be what they say they is, you got to play your deck. You can do that. Everybody has, not saying everybody has to do this.
Are you talking to me?
No! Everybody is single! Drew said the same thing. He said, you reserve too. I'm not talking specifically to you, though. I'm just saying, like, trust me. Dudes, a lot of dudes be pump faking because they hate rejection. Men hate rejection. I think men hate rejection more than, I can't say that.
Women
hate rejection.
Know. It might be even.
Y'all
been
really cussing.
I know I
did. That was a fuck niggas. Gonna be like, she didn't like me. Fuck it up. It'll bother him for that whole week. He gonna try to readjust shit. But once he starts practicing or the rejection, he'll go up to a girl and talk to her no problem. Then it'll be all cool. Mm-hmm. So, practice. It is practice.
Why you say that? Well, repetition. You gotta shoot the. You gotta shoot 3-pointer. How many times before you be a master at it? That's what Curry did. You can rub your eyes, but you know I'm right. You know I'm right. But yeah, I'm not saying. But I'm not speaking to you. I'm just saying. Just all the people listening. Everybody, because we said people are scared. Like, I be seeing shit on TikTok where a man look at a girl phone and place it down. He said he chose happiness. I'm like, damn, that's kind of fucked up.
I don't see the point of being with nobody you can't trust.
You know what I'm saying? That man looked at his phone and said, well, uh-oh. But, yeah, that's all I had to say. Just go out there and live your life. Don't be afraid. But anybody else?
Oh, we're still on, but no, like, you know what I'm saying? When as far as dating and being in a relationship, don't cuff nobody because don't cuss nobody off a move, like, because you feeling lonely or you just want something from somebody. Shit, cuff somebody because you really into them and you see a future with them. I would never start a relationship just all based off a move because shit, my move might change and I like shit, I might want to be with somebody else.
Yeah. Love and happiness.
Doesn't make you
want to
do wrong.
Make you do right.
They play that shit in the club tonight. I'm going to fall out. Come here, girl.
Time to go.
Yeah, it is. But yeah.
Y'all got to put y'all clothes on.
I'm like, is it raining too? Fuck
that
shit.
I got my damn shit in the car.
Y'all ready to step out? You going to? Now, boy. They should do that on Fridays.
Yeah, they don't do it on Thursday.
They always do the cool shit on the weekday. I don't know why.
My folks ain't got no job. Yeah,
they had a 90s party.
Oh, yeah.
When I looked on their own page, they had a 90s party like a few weeks ago.
On a Thursday?
My first time going out in the year.
Hey, man, it's going to be fun. And
nobody's going to be here to fuck it up.
Y'all talking about because my homegirl, they sent a group message about going. So I guess it really be lit, huh?
Yeah, whole Columbus be out there.
Y'all, oh my God, y'all going with the whole Columbus gonna be?
taking a risk.
Y'all taking a risk.
Hell so, yeah.
Not y'all.
I ain't gonna lie, when y'all say that, I said, this out their character, but okay.
You see that video, say, shit, we going hurt.
That's his R&B night. Yeah, why?
If I walk in there and they playing some modern day R&B, I'm be mad.
They been not. Most R&B night is throwback.
Play some damn Jodeci.
90s.
Everything.
Y'all let me know how it go. All right.
Nah, we
gotta
go by house
tonight
first.
They got on what's the name? Karaoke on Thursdays at the Hideaway Lounge. That's on Black Monroe. That's a safe area. Supposedly.
Until we get there. Set this motherfucker up!
But yeah.
What's that topic?
Shit.
We had 38 minutes. Oh,
10 more minutes. How was y'all year, though? What y'all learn from this year? I'm going to say, besides meeting this beautiful young lady, it's been a rough year for me.
Aww. So, turn the camera on yourself, Ash.
I will say, I think this is better than the last two for me.
Okay.
It's been all right.
Shit. I miss 2020.
Yeah, that was a good ass year.
No, that was a rough year for me. I don't miss that.
It was fun. That's why. How was this year for you, though?
Mm-hmm. Pretty good. I mean, moved out, finally. Doing shit on my own. Walk around butt-ass naked, except when I got company. But yeah.
Life is good. Yeah.
It's going to get 10 times better next year, buddy.
10 times better.
I got some backup plans in motion, so.
Oh. What you got going on? Oh.
A long time ago. For real this time.
come up with the Camaro.
What's the cutoff age for that?
35. Yeah. Just like mid-30s. I ain't gonna lie. I probably would have went in when I found out how they get paid and all that. I said, damn. You just gotta deal with a lot of fuck-ass people in the Army. That's why a lot of people get out.
That ain't gonna be nothing for me because of correction training, because it should be the same way. So it just be.
Yeah, but I think like niggas, like they say niggas, like be like, cause you like, say man, you talk to somebody, they talk to, or they like somebody you talk to, they be trying to do some fuck shit to you, get you kicked out and all kinds of shit like that.
That's what happened. Some girl hit on a guy, he turned it down, and she just told a lie to the person in charge saying he was sneaking. Like 2 weeks from graduating.
That's childish.
Yeah. And especially if you're a non-commissioned officer, if you're an officer, you get away with murder. If you're a non-commissioned officer, you're disposable in their eyes. You got to go to college to be an officer.
So you just stay to yourself and that kind of shit.
Yeah. But they get paid. They get paid.
Nigga, we made it.
Mm-hmm. They make sure you get your paycheck and you don't spend it on the bullshit.
Charger.
Yeah, they're gonna look at you. All right, that's what they told me. Them, that's one thing I can say about working out in Fort Benning. Them old soldiers, they'll tell you everything about life. They went through some shit.
They going through some shit.
No, they went through some shit in the Army. But
who you got?
Kobe.
My ass got it for me.
Oh,
I had this on Facebook.
Just talking about what we got plans for the for next year or the upcoming.
How this year was.
that was on your mind, man. What you said?
I got sugars. I'm sorry, but yeah.
the sound effect.
I got slow using that as an excuse. I'm just be playing.
Yeah, man, they got shits.
Oh, what they call it?
You said using it as an
excuse. Yeah, that's what they call it.
Yeah.
To leave? To get out?
No, diabetes.
Oh,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike got diabetes.
Damn.
He got shits.
You know what I'm saying? Damn.
I don't know what I hit. I just be hitting shit. But nah. It's been a good year for everybody, but y'all want to go ahead and end it off?
Yeah.
Sure. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been another episode of the Gen Talk Podcast. So, we appreciate you tuning in with us at this lovely, lovely residence.
Thank you.
I'm not going to tell you where we at, so.
Tell the fuck it.
We're in Columbus, baby.
We're in Backshot Studios.
Right. Backshot Studios.
Don't pull out no black lights.
The lovely arts of...
Shut up. Oh, yes.
God. Oh, yeah. October's approaching. But, yeah, we like to say... thank y'all for rocking with us all throughout the year, man. We appreciate y'all. And as always, we in the jungle, baby.
Change that. Yo, we gotta start using that shit.
And we're gone.
Is this the button?
The yellow one. Just gonna use the tiger.
I am famous. Y'all famous.
Yeah.
You know the vibe. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that sit down gin to make you zen talk, this that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that take a shot gin my best friend talk, this that gin talk, this that gin talk, This that sit